This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, May 11th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from Northwest Arkansas's Earth Day Festival. This 40-day festival continues through Monday, May 14th at a variety of locations with events, parties, and learning opportunities. The EcoPassport, a detailed calendar of events, and more are available on the web at earthdaynwa.com.
Later on this edition of Ozarks, a Berryville man is kayaking his way down the mighty Mississippi. He'll talk to us by cell phone as he gets closer to New Orleans.
And the legacy of Maud Dunlap Duncan. She led what is believed to be the first all-woman city government in the country when she was the mayor of Winslow. Remembering a small Ozarks town history is just ahead.
First, Governor Mike Beebe says even though revenue collections for the state have increased in recent months, no modification to the state's budget are expected.
Right now, we're not increasing the forecast for the year that starts July 1st. That's too far off. I'd rather be conservative about it. It's easier to be conservative and go and then fully fund unfunded portions later if the money comes in than it is to go the other way and try to fund something when the money's not there and have to cut.
This week, the governor's office increased its revenue forecast by almost $40 million for the final 2 months of the current fiscal year. That will allow funding of second-tier items and $10 million to be placed into a rainy day fund.
Northwest Arkansas Community College is entering into preliminary talks that may lead to the purchase of land in Springdale for a Washington County Instructional Center. Yesterday, the school's land use committee voted to recommend the school's board of trustees enter into talks regarding land in Springdale owned by Philip Taldo, adjacent to the home of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Dr. Stephen Gates, the senior vice president for learning and provost for the college, says Washington County residents make up a big portion of the school's enrollment.
About 38 to 40% of our student enrollment has Washington County addresses, and we are also in Washington County now at two locations. One is our small center that we lease over on Elm Street that's really at capacity. And also we have a presence in the Jones Family Center over on the east side of town.
Northwest Arkansas Community College officials have been studying possible sites for a permanent Washington County presence for about 18 months. We'll have more about this story on the weekend edition of Ozarks at Large, Sunday morning at 9.
Former presidential candidate Rick Santorum is scheduled to be in Northwest Arkansas tonight. The one-time U.S. Senator from Pennsylvania will deliver the keynote address for the Benton County Republican Party's Lincoln Day dinner at the Springdale Holiday Inn Convention Center. More than 400 people are expected to attend that dinner.
Arkansas's congressional delegation is asking the U.S. Department of Defense for documentation justifying the potential loss of the A-10 aircrafts at the 188th Fighter Wing in Fort Smith. Senator John Bozeman and other delegation members met with Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta yesterday to outline the reasons they believe the 188th shouldn't lose its 21 aircrafts.
As we, cut back significantly on defense, that we make sure that we're taking the time to do these things in an appropriate way and get the most bang for the buck.
Senator Bozeman says the 188th is possibly one of the most cost-effective bases in the country. He says deep cuts to the U.S. defense budget won't take effect until Congress approves the bill.
The Arkansas Razorback baseball team is now under 500 in SEC play after dropping an extra-inning game to Auburn last night in Fayetteville. The Tigers won 3-2 in 10 innings, dropping the Razorbacks to 12-13 in the conference. Teams play again tonight at 6:35 in Baum Stadium. And the Northwest Arkansas Naturals will meet the Springfield Cardinals again tonight at Arvest Ballpark after four Naturals pitchers combined on a no-hitter last night. The Nats won the game 2-0.